Number 10. The appealing applicant. Though time spent searching for a job may result in apocalyptic dreams, do not fear. If you begin your search with a considerable amount of aplomb, you should be able to find an appetizing position that will suit your needs reasonably quickly. Keep in mind that with little experience or education, your chances of finding a job that will result in your apotheosis are quite slim. First, you need to think about your resume, which should be treated as an appetizer to the main meal, the interview. Whatever you do, do not submit an apocryphal resume. Employers will not ask you to apologize for your false submission. They will simply throw your apocrypha in the garbage, and you will lose any chances you might have had to gain a new appellation at that company. Make sure that your career objective is apparent and that you append all applicable documents, like a cover letter, writing sample, and a list of references. Pay special attention not to add unnecessary appendages, as you do not want to waste your potential employer's time. If you need help writing your resume, there are software applications available. If you are successful in appeasing an employer's appetite for the ideal employee, you may be asked to complete an application for employment and to go into the office for an interview. In which case, you should not overlook the importance of professional apparel and manners. When it comes to answering questions, talk about your real experiences, avoiding all signs of apostasy. There's no need to tell them about your life as an illegal apothecary, as that might very well stun them into a bout of apoplexy. There's also no sense in trying to impress them with scientific knowledge about apogees, unless you're trying to get a job selling an aeronautical apparatus. Furthermore, no matter where you stand on political issues, it's best to remain apolitical in your discussions, as you do not want to appear like an apparition before them. At the same time, interviewers are not typically impressed with apologists or apostates. Appeal to them with your eloquence, remembering that apothems are more impressive than long-winded statements and apostrophes. In the end, they will give you a round of applause, appoint you to a position, give you an office space, and begin to pile the workload on. The next thing you know, you'll be responsible for interviewing new applicants, as appalling as they might be, and applauded for the success brought to the company.